Is it that service is the foundation of relationships? Can there be no relationship if you're not doing some service together? In the Sixfold Exchange, also service is not mentioned. Actually, see, there is the intention of service and there are the actions of service. In bhakti, in one sense, anybody who wants to come to bhakti, they have to have the intention to serve Krishna. That is a restriction to our freedom. If I want to say I want to enjoy myself and I don't want to serve Krishna, then we cannot really be practicing bhakti seriously. But within that intention to serve Krishna, there can be many actions about by which we serve Krishna. So when we say that service is the foundation of relationship, that means we basically have a common intention to serve Krishna. That's fundamentally important. Now within that, we will have, you know, how relationships grow, it is to some extent a mystery. You know, it is to some extent a mystery. Some extent there is a process and we learn from that process and we move on. But it's just that, you know, so with some people, things just click. If some people just click, and if that happens to us, if we find a relationship that works for us, we should cherish it. So if that relationship happens within the scope of service, say two devotees are serving together and their relationship also is very good, that's fine. But if it is not like that, then the two devotees will be at different places doing different things. But both of them have the desire to serve Krishna. And then they share, you know, their experiences in their service. Both of them share their experiences and they move onwards towards it. So when it says that, where does it talk about service in the Sixfold Exchanges? It's more that service is what is there in the heart of devotees. So when we say to share our heart in confidence, to hear others' heart in confidence, that means, you know, they want to talk about the services they're doing, the challenges that they are facing, and the way they deal with the challenges. So, say for me, writing is service, scriptural study is a service. So then I find out those devotees who are writers, those devotees who are, you know, deep into scriptural study, and I can relate very nicely with them. So, you know, some of them are here in America, some of them in England, some of them are in India. And they are all in different ashrams also. That doesn't matter so much. So the important thing is, service doesn't necessarily mean both of us have to be doing the same service together. It simply means that there has to be an element of commonality. It can be that both of us are doing a similar service, or both of us have similar dispositions while doing service, and then that brings us together. So service is a very broad term when it says service is the foundation of relationship. What it means is, we could take service means that there is service basically provides the basis for reciprocation in the relationship. So it's not that both of us have to be serving together, but service provides the foundation in the sense that it is based on the service that we share our heart, we hear others speaking their heart, and we can move together, learning from each other's experiences, helping each other as required. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions? Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji.